أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All perfect praise is due to Allah the Almighty. I testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is his final prophet and messenger. May Allah exalt his mention as well as that of his families and all his companions. We will start a series of 3 or 4 sessions on the rulings on fasting and related matters. Fasting in general and certain matters that are related to Ramadan in particular. Let us start with the definition of siyam, fasting, in two aspects. Linguistically, in the Arabic language, siyam refers to abstinence, refraining from any matter, be it talking, eating, drinking. To abstain from something is the literal linguistic meaning of the word. Now, in Islamic terminology, in Sharia, siyam has a different or a more detailed definition. It is the abstinence of food, drink, and sexual intercourse with one's spouse from dawn until sunset, with the intention being in the person's heart or mind prior to the crack of dawn. So it contains 3 parts. Number 1, the abstinence itself from food, drink, and sexual intercourse. Number 2, the period, the duration, is from the crack of dawn until sunset. And thirdly, it is having the intention prior to the crack of dawn. If any of these is violated, the fast is invalid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, touching upon the spiritual aspect of siyam, and in Ramadan in particular, given a virtue of fasting during Ramadan, he said, and this narration is mentioned in the books of Imam Ahmad and An-Nasa'i, and Shaykh Al-Albani rahmatullah alayhi ruled it to be an authentic narration, and it was narrated by Abu Hurairah. He said, whoever fasts Ramadan, 2 conditions. Whoever fasts Ramadan, imanan wa ihtisaban, out of faith, belief, that it's something that Allah ordained, That's number one. Iman. Wahtisaban. And hoping for the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. Now meeting these two conditions results in غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. All his prior sins will be forgiven. You reset the counter. You start from again. You start from zero again. So the virtue of fasting Ramadan with full faith, sincere faith, firm belief that Allah Azza wa Jal ordained it, and hoping for the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal will result in the expiation of all the person's prior sins. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal, knowing the nature of mankind, He often orders, gives encouragement, and on the other hand, warns. So, you always see the command and then encouragements. To do it, you get this. When you do it, you get that. Right? But on the other hand, you see, if you don't do it, this will be the result. This is the consequence of negligence. What is the consequence of negligence with regards to Ramadan? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is mentioned in the books of Ibn Hibban and An-Nasa'i and ruled as authentic by Shaykh al-Albani and narrated by Abu Umam al-Bahili radiyallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once was narrating a dream he saw, and dreams for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one of the forms of revelation. And he said a long dream, during which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was exposed to different types of punishments for different sins people commit. In that narration he said, so the two angels took me and we passed by people who were hanging by their hamstrings and their mouths were torn and blood was pouring out of their mouths. So he said, so I inquired from the angels, who are these people? The angels replied, these are people who fast, but break their fast short to sunset. Shaykh al-Albani rahmatullahi alayhi comments on this narration saying, if this is the punishment Allah Azza wa Jal is threatening those who actually fasted the entire day but came short to completing it, and they ate or drank or had intercourse with the spouse prior to sunset, they are threatened with this type of punishment. He said, if this is that type of punishment for them, how would the severity of the punishment be for those who never fasted from the beginning of the day? How would the punishment be for those who neglected the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, who broke the second pillar of Islam, or the third pillar of Islam? Fasting. Because fasting is one of the five pillars of Islam. As in the narration by Ibn Umar, that is reported in Bukhari and Muslim. Islam was established on five, and then the third thing he mentioned, and in another narration it was the fourth, it alternated with another one, which is zakah. He mentioned fasting. If that was the punishment for someone who simply broke his fast early, how would it be for the one who never fasts? Who never intended the fast? He knew Ramadan is coming and he never had it in his mind to say, inshallah, I am going to fast. I seek the reward of Allah. I want to expiate my sins. I want my sins to be forgiven. Forgiven, how would the case be with someone like this? We seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal from his punishment. And Imam al-Dhahabi said, whoever refrains from fasting during Ramadan without a legitimate excuse is worse than one who commits zina and who is an alcoholic. He said he is worse than that, and scholars consider him to be a non-believer. It's a serious matter to neglect Siyam during Ramadan without a legitimate excuse. How is the month, or how do people confirm that the month has started and the month has concluded?
How do we decide that? Well, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam informs us that. It is in Bukhari and Muslim, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He said, fast upon seeing it or sighting it, and break your fast upon sighting it, meaning the crescent. So, we are commanded by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to start our fast upon sighting the crescent, upon the conclusion of the month of Sha'ban and sighting that new crescent, we will start. So what if the crescent, for some reason, the moon can't be seen? The Prophet ﷺ tells us. He said, but if you can't, due to clouds, you couldn't see it. Then complete the count of Sha'ban, 30 days. Now notice something here, which comes as a response to those who say, well, mathematically and due to calculations, no one will be able to see it. The Prophet ﷺ never spoke about it not being born or it being born. As a matter of fact, being covered with clouds proves that it is there, right? But we couldn't see it. So the point, the basis over which we decide the initiation of the new month, which is the month of Ramadan, is the actual sighting of the moon with the bare eye, with the naked eye. If we couldn't, then we will complete Ramadan, Sha'ban 30, and likewise for the conclusion of Ramadan and the beginning of Shawwal. What are the pillars of fasting? Fasting has two main pillars. Number one, to abstain from all things that nullify and invalidate one's fast from the crack of dawn until sunset. And number two is the intention. Having the intention prior to the crack of dawn. It can be done from the night before. Now, the scholars said, there are different things by which one is considered having had the intention to fast. Number one is to actually remember it. Number two is to intend to have the pre-dawn meal, which is suhoor, or to intend from night, the night before, to say, inshallah, tomorrow I'm going to refrain from all invalidations of siyam. Things of the sort. All of these things are considered to be sufficient for one to haven't had the intention. طيب. What if someone goes to sleep after Maghrib and he oversleeps? A very exhausting day, or he was on a journey, right? Prior to Ramadan, and Ramadan was announced the next day, and he had just arrived, right? And prayed Maghrib and Isha and slept. And did not intend that night, and he woke up at Fajr. Not having that intention equals an invalid day. That day is not going to be counted for him. He must make it up, but he must, out of glorification for the month of Ramadan, he must refrain from eating and drinking as well. What type of people are ordered and commanded to fast Ramadan? The following preconditions must be met before it becoming mandatory about someone or upon someone to fast. Number one, he must be a Muslim, so a non-Muslim is not required, it's not accepted. He must be sane. He must be at the age of puberty. He must be health-wise, he must be sound, and he must be at residence. And for women, they must be out the period of the monthly period, menstruation period, or the postpartum bleeding period. Otherwise, fasting is not valid for them. They're not allowed to fast. These are the types or the preconditions of that must be met before it becomes mandatory upon someone to fast. What if a parent decides to make his son or daughter who haven't reached yet the age of puberty, he decides to make them fast out of training. Well, it is accepted and it's rather recommended and encouraged as a form of training for them. So when they grow to the age where they're commanded, then they find it much easier than those who would start training at the age of puberty. Rabi' bint Mu'awwid, may Allah be pleased with her, said, when before the command to fast Ramadan was revealed, the Muslims were commanded to fast Ashura as an obligation. So she said, we used to make our kids fast, and whenever they got hungry, we would give them a stuffed animal, what we know today as a stuffed animal made out of wool. So we would keep them quiet, make them forget the fasting or the hunger they're suffering from until sunset, and then we would give them food. You need to notice that a child who would become quiet with a stuffed animal is really young. So they used to train them from a very young age to fast, because an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old wouldn't really be moved by a stuffed animal. It wouldn't attract his attention, you know. So the companions were keen on training their children, raising this generation upon piety and attaining piety, which is one of the main objectives of fasting Ramadan and fasting in general. We will conclude with this, inshallah, and proceed in the following session with the rest of the rulings and related matters to Siyam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.